Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, summer's a popular time for theme parks and large crowds and lots of noise and long lines. And if you've ever lost your child or had a friend that has lost their child, you know how incredibly freaky this situation is. And my guest today, Dr. Corey Cross, fan favorite here on Healthy Children and pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So Dr. Cross, talking to your children about getting lost, even the act of talking to your children about getting lost scares the crap out of some kids.
It does. It does, and it's probably one of the things that most parents fear the most. And even when you lose them in the grocery store for those just few seconds, maybe a minute, it can feel like forever. And so really preparing your kid for what to do when you're going to a crowded place is important because, you know, you can lose them in a grocery aisle and run up and down and find them pretty quickly. But if you lose them at an amusement park, it can really be both scary for the child and for the parent. And we're not even just talking about like somebody snatching your kid, just the act of being lost, not knowing what to do, how to find your parent again, is something you really need to talk to your kids about.
So my kids are older, right? I mean, mm-hmm. They're not even little kids, but when we went to Europe, I was afraid of that situation. And even though everyone has cell phones, I gave everybody walkie talkies because I had fears of what if we get on the train and one of us doesn't get on, or
right.
One of my children gets on and we don't, and the train goes. There's so many fears, Dr. Cross. So how do we start this conversation? Let's start with the little guys and move up a little bit. How do you start that conversation with your kids?
So with the little kids, you want to make sure that they know, obviously, their name. They should learn their phone number. So my three-year-old knows our phone number with the area code, although sometimes he gets that wrong. And then as they get older, their address. Now, some parents, what they choose to do when the kids are too small to do that, they give them a little pocket card that has all their important information, and they say, you put this in your pocket, this is inside your backpack. If you get lost, this is, you know, the card you hand an adult so that they can get in touch with me. And I think, you know, if you're traveling in Europe, you know, making sure your kids know, you know, what hotel they're staying at, things that you know that they might not really have been paying attention to. Where did they check in? What city are we staying in? So that they can give, you know, somebody who's going to help them the information to find you. I think that also when you go to a big public place like that, at least for me, I take three kids through the airport. You know, sometimes you're sitting there and security wants to talk to you and one of my kids walks away. I dress us in team colors. It's sort of like everybody has the same color top on because when I search a crowd real fast, I can just look for red and chances are I'll find my three kids with their red shirts. Or, you know, if we go, I make sure I have, like, hats that are very similar. They're not all the same because I have boys and girls, but they're similar. Everybody gets their hat on. I'm like, okay, I can search a crowd pretty fast for you. And the same is true, like, when we go skiing, my husband has this ridiculous 80s-colored orange ski jacket, and I asked him why he got one like that. And he said, honestly, it's so that the kids can find him quickly. So thinking about things like that, that you can find your kids and that they can find you is important. I think also telling them if they do get separated from you, who's a safe person to go up to? So I usually tell my kids, if you're at the park, another mommy with a child is probably a safe person to say, you know, I can't find my mom. Because you can tell them a police officer or a person in uniform, which is also good advice, but those people aren't always readily available if you're getting lost in the park or whatnot. So you also want to tell them a police officer is a good person. If you're at a store, you go up to a person in uniform. But what I always tell them is you want to stay in public because you don't know every person in the uniform is actually going to be safe. So I tell my kids, you go up to the person checking everybody out, say, can you call my mom over the loudspeaker if you get lost in CVS or if you get lost in the grocery store, and you stay in public. Anybody who tells you they want to take you someplace in private is not a person you want to go with. You say, no, I'd rather wait here, and you stay in public.
Oh, absolutely. And we've all had that experience, Dr. Cross, of either our children getting separated from us and hopefully a mommy is who finds them, or being the mommy that is walking around and seeing a little crying child who's mm-hmm. saying, I can't find my mommy. And you walk up to them and you say, well, let's find her together. You know, let's look around. You know, and you just do what you do as a mom to help some kid find their mother. But in this day and age of cell phones, and those are littler kids,
right.
What about the 5 and 6 and 7 year olds? I mean, or you're skiing. Can't you just sort of give everybody a cell phone and then not worry about it?
I think that, you know, giving them cell phones, giving them walkie-talkies is great. If you do give your child a cell phone, I would put on the Find My Phone app. Obviously, if you want to, you can always
ooh,
call
that's
them.
That's a great idea.
Great. But if for any reason they can't answer, you can find their phone and you would know where they are. So I think that's a great way to do it. I think with the 5 to 7-year-olds, those are the kids who can role play. They also are the ones who learn a lot by stories. So sometimes I even make up stories that aren't true. And I tell my kids stories about, you know, oh, this happened when I was small and, you know, I got lost and this is what I did. Because somehow they remember that better than when you just give them a list of rules. Or I say, yeah, there was this little kid who was lost, you know, and I play on a story that we hear in the news. But, you know, I bet you he did this because they found him. Or I hope he didn't do that, you know, because that, I think, stays in their head a little bit more than when you just tell them a list of things to do. I also think that as kids get older, when you're talking about the 10-year-olds, the even the 9 to, like, 13-year-olds, a lot of them feel like they want to be a big kid. And so you have to let them know that being a big kid doesn't mean that you just wander off and you don't tell anybody where you're going. But that's not what big people do. That even, like, you know, mommies and daddies tell each other where they go. And I think with older children, it's important to say you don't go places alone. Like, you're in Europe, you're not going to go out and, you know, go by yourself. You're in Disneyland, you're not going to go into the store. You're always going to take somebody with you. You're going to tell an adult where you're going. And if you ever feel uncomfortable, you're going to say no. And so I think that, you know, knowing that even adults sometimes feel uncomfortable and we, you know, cross the other side of the street, that, you know, being mature doesn't mean that you don't have common sense. And I think we need to tell our
that's twins exactly
in
right.
particular that that's okay.
That's what I wanted you to point out is that the tweens, because they're the ones that think, oh, it's just fine. I'm going to, you know, go off or we're at a ski resort. I'm just going to go off and ski. And I actually got worried this spring break about my son who just turned 16 because we couldn't find him for a long time and his cell phone didn't work up on mm-hmm. the mountain. And I was worried he was lying up there somewhere with nobody to help him. I mean,
right.
they have to keep in touch. So this is part of the broader message as we move into tweens, Dr. Cross, is keeping our children in contact. And is there a line with the older tweens and such of too much contact? Maybe it's another show.
I don't think there is. I remember when my parents got separated and my mom went out and she came home and I said, where were you? And she's like, what? And I was like, you know, I was worried about you. I expected you home before this. And, you know, it was funny, but she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't even think about it. But I think that as parents, if we show them that we have the respect to tell them, you know what, you know, just, you know, the way that we interact with each other and we say, you know what, I'm going to be out. This is when I think I'm going to be home. If you start just making that the way that you always interact, I think your kids realize that it's not something that they're being expected to do because they're little. And I think that pointing that out, like, you know, I took a cab the other day with my daughter and I said, you know, when I was younger, I used to always call somebody and say, I'm getting in a black and white taxi. I'll see you soon. I said, and then we said the taxi brand because I figured if I got lost, they could at least trace them back. And, you know, telling my daughter that, I think they realized that, you know, everybody has to worry. And that's not, it's not a function of being immature. It's just a function of being smart.
Now, if we only have like 30 seconds left, but we should have gotten to this earlier, but if your children do get lost, who do you, you know, what should you do right away? Because
so
you don't want to call
lost,
911 and freak out.
Yeah, don't call 911 and freak out. I think the first thing you do is you tell the security people around you. So if you happen to be in Disneyland, you find the nearest person and you say, I lost my child, because they will go on a lockdown. And that's what you want to happen immediately. It's great if you have a picture of your kid on your phone. Almost everybody does now. If you're going to someplace like Disneyland, maybe you take a group shot right before you go out the door just as a fun memory, but also so you remember what they were wearing, because you want to be able to give a description of what your kid had on, and a photo is the best way to do that. And then, obviously, if, you know, a few minutes go by, 10 minutes go by, you don't find your kids, then you are making that 911 call, and they're putting out an Amber Alert. Usually, kids who are snatched are found within a day, but you need to get that ball rolling, because, you know, really, the faster you let the authorities know your child's missing, the better the chances that they will be found.
What a great topic. Thank you so much, Dr. Cross. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.